Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm here with Umberto to talk about the importance of storing pesticides in their original containers. Umberto, why is it a problem to pour pesticides into other bottles?
If a pesticide is kept in a food or beverage container, a child or anyone else could drink from that bottle thinking it contains the original beverage. Children are often poisoned when they get into pesticides, especially when a pesticide is not stored in its original container and left within the child's reach.
What if they are stored out of the reach of children? Isn't that safe enough?
No. Storing pesticides in other containers is not only an unsafe practice, but it can be illegal in some states. If someone were to drink or spill it, the emergency responders will not have access to the label. They will not have any idea what was in the bottle, how to treat the illness, or what precautions to take. You can avoid storing pesticides in your home by buying only what you need.
What about reusing pesticide containers?
Reusing a pesticide container, even to store another pesticide, can also be dangerous. Some containers may have pesticide residues in them even if rinsed or washed first. These residues may react with other substances. Never reuse any pesticide container yourself. They must be treated as an actual pesticide. Follow the cleanup and disposal instructions on the label.
Thanks, Umberto.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency. These are produced in collaboration with OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.